This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The death toll from the devastating earthquake that struck Haiti has risen to just under 2,200, according to the Caribbean Nation Civil Protection Agency. More than 12,260 people were injured when the quake hit the southwestern part of Haiti on Saturday. The Civil Protection Agency added that 332 people have been reported missing and rescue operations were ongoing. Tremors continue to rock the area. Tens of thousands of buildings were destroyed and damaged at the impoverished nation, still recovering from another devastating earthquake back in 2010. Haiti has also been beleaguered by gang violence, COVID-19 political chaos, which spiked last month after the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. The government has declared a month-long state of emergency in the four provinces affected by the quake. The Taliban are continuing to consolidate power in Afghanistan amid reports of violence against protesters in the eastern part of the country, a day after the Islamist group announced the war is over and there would be no retribution. Witnesses said Taliban insurgents fired into the air, beat people with batons in the city of Jalalabad, where a group of demonstrators tried to take down the Taliban flag and replace it with the Afghan national flag on Wednesday. At least three people were killed, many others injured. The Taliban did not comment on the incident. The Taliban on Tuesday vowed to respect women's rights within Islamic law and form an inclusive Islamic government. The situation around the Afghan capital, Kabul, continued to remain calm Wednesday, days after the Taliban took control of the city. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's committed to keeping troops in Afghanistan until after every American is evacuated, even if that means maintaining a military presence there beyond his August 31st deadline for withdrawal. Biden also pushing back against criticism that the U.S. should have done more to plan for the evacuation and withdrawal, which has been marked by scenes of violence and chaos as thousands attempted to flee while the Taliban advanced. Biden made the comments during an interview Wednesday with ABC News. Up to 15,000 Americans remained in Afghanistan after the Taliban took control of the nation last weekend. Meantime, Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman said the U.S. is reaching out to dozens of countries to host at-risk Afghans while accelerating the evacuation of American citizens and diplomats and Afghan asylum seekers. By Wednesday, nearly 5,000 people had been evacuated since the collapse of the Afghan government. 2,000 Afghan special immigrant visa applicants have been relocated here to the U.S. in recent weeks, according to the State Department. Well, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is in the United Arab Emirates after fleeing the country earlier this week as the Taliban seized control, according to the UAE. The UAE Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation said that the UAE welcomed President Ghani and his family into the country on humanitarian grounds. Ghani fled Afghanistan on Sunday before the Taliban fighters arrived in Kabul without resistance. Ghani posted on Facebook that the Taliban have won and that he left Afghanistan to prevent a flood of bloodshed. A growing number of U.S. governors say they will help resettle Afghan refugees in their states following the rapid surge of the Taliban taking over Afghanistan that blindsided Western nations and left them scrambling to evacuate ambassadors and allies. At least 10 governors offered support this week as the Pentagon looked to secure temporary space for up to 22,000 Afghan allies in the United States. As of Monday, 2,000 Afghans placed at Fort Lee Military Base in Virginia, thousands more refugees expected to arrive in Texas and Wisconsin in the coming weeks. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.